Just do the core values. 5 to 10. Why? Because I don't know why. Because the best companies on the planet have core values. I know you guys have heard me saying this a lot of times, but there's one extra tool. I know that what I'm going to put on the board right now, a lot of you are not doing it all. So it's worth repeating. You guys ready for this? Yes?
Yeah. Yeah.
Give some a high five and say, I'm ready. I'm ready. Okay. So let me ask you a question. Do systems change all the time?
Yes.
Do scripts change all the time?
Yes.
How many of you are doing a different script now than what you did when you first started practicing? How many of you are doing a different front desk telephone script now than when you did 10 years ago? So when someone sells you a script, like, it's bullshit. It's great. By the way, it's great to get you started, but if a script was the solution to your problems, do you not think we would have found a magic script by now? Yeah. Because there's no shortage of people who's willing to sell you them. But I'm a big fan of scripting. But it's not the script, come on. You don't gotta go to Apple and go, well, Apple, you know, Steve Jobs didn't go, we're gonna take over the world by our scripts. No. Like the business structure, right? So, structure, number one. Here's a couple of things you should all have for structure. First of all, core values. I know for some of you it's just repetition. Raise your hand if you still got some work to do on your core values. Awesome. Like, So I know that you might have to be in this environment for 2, 3, 5, whatever years, some of you, before you actually go, shit, if this bald guy says to me one more time to do core values, I'm going to shoot myself. Just do the core values. 5 to 10. Why? Because I don't know why. Because the best companies on the planet have core values. So less is more. Less is more. When we had 12, no one knew them. When we had, I'm not joking, even at 8, I feel less people know them at 8 than at 7 and 6. So my recommendation is 6. 6 core values or 7 values. I'm just going to do a quick teaching on core values. Core values are not made for the, they can be seen by the customers. But the thing with core values, it's an internal tool, not for the customers to see. It's not like we have integrity here and we're like that's all, like, no one knows them. No one knows that stuff. It's like, oh, we're going to put something flashy on the wall for the clients to see. It's not for the clients. They can see it. But most crucially, where it's been mixed up in the marketplace, is core values are always brought in as a context protector for the team and to protect ourselves from ourselves, right? So that is, you've got team members in the room. My team hold me accountable for my core values. My team did something this weekend. Did you guys see your brochures? Have they got their brochures? So if you look at all the brochures. So here's the thing, is one of our core values, and have a, this, I'm not making this shit up, right? This is where my core values are. The back of my phone. Like my DCPG core values. So yesterday my team said, we've got a surprise for you, Ryan. Core value number 6. What does core value number 6 on here say? We over-deliver and surprise. So we wanted to live by that. We've produced a manual, we've produced a guide for the whole weekend. And if you turn to the back page, your onboarding processes for both your done-for-you newsletters and your done-for-you websites. Like, I did not even look at it. I didn't even know they were doing it. No idea. They put it in front of me yesterday at 5 o'clock. I was like, dude, it's fucking awesome. Awesome. Like, thank guys, like, that's amazing. But I didn't have anything to do with it, and first thing they said to me was, well, we wanted to live by rule number 6, which is we over-deliver and surprise. Right? You guys understand, yes?
Yes.
So if the only tool I can give you, now I'm going to give you two other things with core values, is the only questions you want to ask are, what are the things that, how do you know the team's functioning well? That forms part of your core values. How do you know the team will function well? Let's say we've got good energy. We're high-fiving. We're communicating. We're having drinks together. We're socializing outside. Those are all core values that could be helpful. Okay? And then the other side of it is what really pisses you off. So when people say when people don't clean up after themselves, when they don't show up on time, when they da-da-da-da, what are repositories? Those are, those kind of form the fundamental things of your core values. What you do want to do is be careful of overarching yet sexy statements like, we have integrity. Like, your definition of integrity and my definition of integrity are completely different things. You know, even on time. Your definition of on time and my definition of time is different. So we are early. It's like, early is pretty like, well, we start at 12, the only thing we do here is early. So be careful of like, what are other overarching people love, like, you know, what's that?
Professional.
Like, professionals are given, by the way, and your definition of professional, my definition of professional is different. So so a different statement would be, I have the same amount of energy for the first client, for the last client of the day as I do have for the first client today. So make your statements a little bit more directional, not just integrity. It's, I always, and finish that sentence, I always clean up after myself. I always show up on time. I always whatever. So core values, very, very important. Yes or yes?
Yes.
Like, you've got to have them. Like, think about every society or every high-performing person. We've got the, like, when you get married, do you say vows to each other? Yes. Declaration of Independence. The Ten Commandments. Like, all these things have statements, and they're all there to hold us accountable to ourselves. So if you haven't done work on your core values, you have to do work on your core values. If you're doing it with an existing team, you want to put a few statements in front of them, and then they can vote on it. And they can say, what does it mean? What does this mean to you? What does this mean to you? What does this mean to you? And then they can suggest some of the core values we have with the suggestions of our team. So are we always living by them? No. But whenever we're not, we've at least got something to pull ourselves back towards. And then if you're going to live them, okay, so we've got core values, number one. And number two, in some way, shape, or form, are, you got to do this. I know you're going to fight me on this. Weekly meetings. And crucially, everyone in attendance. Everyone in attendance. Weekly meetings. Weekly meetings, weekly meetings. Everyone in attendance. Got to be. Okay, there's a structure for that. The reason we don't do meetings is we think we have to be inspirational at those meetings. They're not inspirational meetings. There's a structure to them. And if you look at your bags, you've got the book called Traction. The structure's in the book. The structure's in the book, right? And like, just so you guys know, they got it. They got it from this book, which is the real daddy, called Scaling Up. If you want to read a book and be confused, read this one. Okay, it's super hardcore. There's a finance section here. I literally can't understand one word. It's nuts. Like, I'm like, freaking heck. So it's so complicated. But that's the real daddy, Vern Harnish. And he got it from a guy by the name of Dan Sullivan, which is a guy from The Strategic Coach. So when you study all these guys, like, rocks comes from Dan Sullivan, not from this stuff. So weekly meetings. Number three, in some way, shape, or form, is you got to have scorecards or a scorecard. Crucially, you are not allowed to produce it if you're the chiropractor. If you're the significant other or the boss of the practice, you have to produce it for them, because we know if we leave anything to the chiropractors, I love you, but you are useless. But you still think you're quite good. That's the problem. You think you can do it, but you can't. Like, don't do it. And plus, I say that you shouldn't do it. Someone in the business should do it for you, so that you don't have to do it. Because if you're going to do it, you're not going to do it. Everyone say, scorecards are good.
Scorecards are good.
So scorecards, every week, KPIs, at least, here's the definition. If you're stranded on a desert island, you need to be able to, if you're stranded on a desert island, if you just look at the scorecard, you know how the business is doing. So last week, how many visitors did we see? What collections do we have? What loss, collections and services? How many new patients? How many reported findings? What's my future visit stats every single week? What's my PVA every single week? How many, let's say, other KPIs you have? How many health classes did we do? Oh, here's a good one. Health class slash people attending. So health class slash people attending every single week. I bought you all the book because it's all in the book how to do it. None of the stuff's mine. None of the stuff's mine. Okay? So next one is scorecards in some way, shape, or form. Next, you've got number four is you've got a quarterly. And that's with your team. It's quarterly with your team. Every time, the day before a quarterly, every time, I don't want to freaking do the quarterly. Every time. And I'm like, I don't want to do it, right? I know, I don't want to do it either. I try wangle my head out of it. I don't want to do it. Now, as the visionary, I'm still at them, but the visionary is the only person in the business, once your team is at a certain level, that doesn't have to go to all the meetings. But I still go to the quarterlies, but I really don't want to. But understand, my whether I want to or not is irrelevant. You guys understand? Cool. Next is you need quarterly one-on-ones. Quarterly one-on-ones. I don't want to be measured either, by the way. I don't want to be measured. Weight Watchers, what's the first thing you do when you walk in? Measure you, baby. They measure you. So I don't like to be measured either. But what we do here, I don't recommend this yet. So here in a team environment, it's Ryan's turn. Everyone goes around the team and they mark me according to the 7 core values. And they go plus if he does it all the time, minus if he never does it, and a plus minus. What I do recommend is bringing them in here and you just ask your team members to assess themselves. And you do it too, because the core values as a leader, are you going to also make mistakes according to the core value, yes or yes? Yeah. Yeah, of course you are. That's a big thing. So quarterly one-on-ones. How many of you are not doing quarterly one-on-ones right now? Awesome. So this is how you drive culture. And this is how, was this repetition? Like, if they're not rolling their eyes, no one's learning anything. Okay, and then the last one here is, this is just a basic structure. There's obviously more stuff, but I teach this. Okay, and the last one is, an annual meeting. I'm a bit lazy with the annual. So because I'm doing the quarterlies, we just do the quarterlies. Okay, so it should be a quarterly and an annual. Now normally, a quarterly team is off-site, not in the practice. It needs to be somewhere for the day. Annual, you often go away for that. You go like away as a team or whatever. Like we don't, I'll be honest, we don't. We just do the, would our team be stronger and would we like deal with issues? And yeah, it probably would. We just, that's difficult to fit it all in. So this is probably one I've been lazy with. We have done, this is two days. That is one day. And now we actually do this in like half a day. We start at 8 and finish by 2, like kind of 8 to 2, yeah. And then weekly meetings is 90 minutes. Scorecards, we've got examples of that. Cool. Guys, helpful?
Yeah.
Hey guys, if you liked my video and you like some of the content of that and it found it helpful for you to grow your practice, then you're going to want to check out my book. Listen, everything that I use to grow a business with 8 practices that turns over close to $7 million every single year. We have over 100 team members. My business is, I'm completely non-operational in my business now because I've been able to have the systems, the marketing systems more specifically, to bring tons of new patients in the front door. And we do it every single year. Last year alone, we generated over 10,000 new patients. And I've written the exact strategy in here. If you want to grab a free book, go ahead and do that. We pay for the book. You just pay for the shipping. And we'll send it across to you within a matter of days. Every single thing I've ever done to grow my business, my practices, is exactly in here. I give you step by step. I give you scripts. I give you I give you everything you need. So click on the link. Download the book as quickly as possible. We'll send it across to you. All you do is pay for the shipping. Hope it's helpful.